So we start Newsman with a new type of sugya to look at. All last month we're discussing defining what's considered a damage, what type of different categories of damage. Chiddush that you pay, because bechlal I would think you would not pay, so you have to be a certain type of damager to have the ability to pay for it like that. We're discussing exactly what these categories are. This month, we're going to analyze really the last two lines of the Mishnah. If we go back to the Mishnah, that's based on Mazalus. The Gemara is now going to, on our Gemara, that's both, we're going to analyze the last two lines of the Mishnah. This is a different type of sugya. If you go to the Mishnah based on Madara, the last two lines, halfway through the line of the last, the second last line of the Mishnah, says, Kishehizik chava mazik. And if you damage, which we defined last time what is called damaging, then chava mazik, the mazik who damages is obligated, l'shalem, to pay, Tashlumi nezek, payment, damage payment, bemeitiv haaretz, from the best quality of the land. So this Mishnah is saying, once we decide he has to pay, we have to now analyze how he pays. How he pays. He's chayv to pay from the best quality. So, if you look at Rashi on that Mishnah, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, just before the Gemara, Rashi says, "Meitiv ha'aretz." He has to pay from the good quality of the land. Me'idis nachosis yigvar demei hezeka. From good quality, his top quality of land he pays, in rotsa lifra lo kaka, if he wants to pay kaka. If he wants to pay kaka, he wants to pay damages with kaka, then he needs to pay good quality. There's a few chidushim out of that Rashi, right at the beginning. Implication of Rashi is that when you make the payments, who has the decision to make the payments of how to pay? I've got money, I've got a bag of wheat, I've got a piece of land. Who now decides what type of payment you're going to do? Who's Rashi implying at that decision? The Mazik has the option to decide how he pays. If he wants, he pays money, he can pay a bag of wheat. Or if he wants to pay with land, then he can pay land, but if he pays with land, that's what he did, top quality. That's the implication of Rashi. Okay. That's a Rashi to put into your head, and now put it in the back of your head. Because we're going to come back to this Rashi a few times to try and understand how Rashi learns this throughout the sugya. Using this Rashi helps us understand a few questions which arise. No, just if you want to pay with that, then now you decide to pay that, it's up to you to decide, now you decide, but now you're restricted, your restriction is that it has to be top quality. Okay? No, don't make any assumptions now. Now, the subject we're discussing is, you have to pay, now, how do you pay? So let's go to Vovamad base. I will discuss the sugya. So we'll start with Kishehizik Chava Mazik. That's where we're up to in the Gemara. That last line of the Mishnah, rotating Vovamad base. The two dots, Kishehizik Chava Mazik, which is around 3. 15 lines down, there's two dots. In the middle of the line, there's two dots. Kisha hears it. Chava Masak. Everyone's got it? Yeah. Moshe, you got it? Yeah? Okay. Kisha hears it. Chava Masak. When you damage, you have to pay. You're obligated to pay. So the Gemara asks the question. Chav Hamazik. Lashon of the Mishnah is Chav Hamazik. You're obligated to pay. Chayiv Hamazik Mevoile. Why do you say Lashon Chov? It should have said Chayiv. It should have said you're obligated. What's the difference between Chav and Chayiv? Gemara is Chovet. You said the word Chov in the Mishnah. You should have said the word Chayiv. Why did you change? Now, what does Chov mean different from Chayiv?
In one is the subject, the obligation, and the other is the more active obligation.
Let's explain it in a more clear fashion. Chav is a description of the person. He's an obligated person. Chayiv is what the person has to do. So the Mishnah is saying, well, you're saying he has to pay. That's how you would speak. You know, he damaged, he has to pay. You should say the word chayiv. Why are you saying chav? He's an obligated person. So what's the answer to that? So what says Omer of Yehuda Marav? The why? It's Rav Yehuda Rav says Haytana Yishamihi. This Tana who wrote this Mishnah, he's not a Babylonian. He's a Yishami guy. He's an Israeli guy. So what does it mean? He's Tana Yishami. The Tana Lisha Kliya. He's from. He says a Yishami guy. Yeah. Yeah. Is somebody? You're correct. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe Babylon is the wrong thing. He's a Yishami guy. Yishalayim guy. Maybe. The Tana Lishna Kliya. He says Lishna Kliya. He says short. He likes to say short Lashonos. He likes to say short. Yeah, so why say four letters when you can say two and get the same point out? Yushami guy likes to say things very short, yeah? Like go to a Chaim Dineski, yeah? Everything very short, yeah? So, five letters. Okay, it's very interesting. I mean, that's a reason to change this. Okay, it's interesting. Shut. To knock out two yuds. Okay. So, No, it's the same time. So something to think about is that maybe we'll discuss it a bit on Shabbos about it. It's a very strange answer. You say, well, don't have to worry about it so much. He's the Yishamika. My question wasn't that. My question was, it means a bit different. And you're answering, no, you saw me. Okay. So maybe we'll discuss that a bit on Shabbos. So now let's start the sugya. The Shalem Tashlumi Nezik. Now, you have to pay. So how do you pay? So Tomer Abonim, Meitiv Sodeo, Meitiv Karmo Yishalem. Yeah, you have to pay. the top of your field, the top of your vine, that's the type of thing that the payment you have to make. Meitiv sadeo shall nizik, but meitiv karma shall nizik. So what does it mean, good? It means good of the nizik, the good. Who's good? The one good, who's good? When you say the best quality of what? So it says, Rabbi Shmuel, meitiv sadeo shall nizik, and meitiv karma shall nizik. It's the best quality of the one being damaged. That's how you have to pay. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, comes along with Akiva. Akiva, on a lower cost of Egla, Ligvos, Nizokin, Mini, Idius. Oh no, what are you talking about, Rabbi Shmuel? The whole cost is coming to tell you, take good quality. I've missed something a bit here. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? What did Rosh Hashanah say? Rosh Hashanah said, you pay good quality. Good quality of the one who was damaged. Yeah? Comes on and says, no! The whole process comes to tell you good quality. Rosh Hashanah will say back to him and said, that's what I said. I said, the process comes to tell me you pay good quality of the one who has been damaged. So what's Rabbi Kiva having a problem with that? He said, no. It's only going to tell you good quality. I said that. The kavah chomer lehetish, and he says, and for sure if we're talking about hetish, sounds to me, Rabbi Kiva is also a shami, because I don't understand what he's saying. He's like saying riddles. He's not saying clearly what his problem is with Rabbi Shmuel, because it sounds like from Rabbi Kiva that you're saying the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. It's a riddle, if that's true, but it's a riddle. That I don't understand. So, let me highlight this question of, it's a problem in me. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, on Kal Vachomer Lehetish. So, Kal Vachomer Lehetish. Yeah, it's a small Rashi. Yeah, it's a Kal Vachomer Lehetish, beginning of Linus Domim, says, with Kal Vachomer Lehetish, Mefarsh Lekamah. Kabbalah Hedush, what Rokiva says, you know, for sure for Hedush, that is riddles, that is not really understood, and you're not supposed to understand it because the Gemara explained later on. But what he said in the first statement, that's not going to be explained later on, it's obvious what he's saying, and it's obvious what he means to say, why he's different from Yisrael. So Rashi is saying, me, Yisrael Solomon, you don't know how to read the Gemara, or understand the Gemara. It's obvious what Rav Kiva is saying. It's obvious what Rav Kiva is arguing. It's obvious what the machlokas is. But what is the machlokas? I know the understanding that if that I'm supposed to know just reading the Gemara what Rav Kiva is arguing with Shmuel, because. Rashi is pointing out that you only don't need to know something by hektish, that you don't have to wait for the Gemara later on, and then you don't worry about that. That you're not supposed to know, you're not supposed to understand, just read the Gemara later on. Everything else, you're supposed to understand, just with the words up to that, there's nothing really to explain. And the Gemara Taka doesn't explain what Rukiva holds. Doesn't ever explain what Rukiva holds in relative to what is wrong. So we're missing, obviously, some facts, information. So we go to Marabokamus. First Marabokam. This is a hatoma, really. So the sugya, really, you can't understand what's going on in the backwards and forwards of Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel while having first seen this Mishnah in Gittin. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. So the Mishnah in Gittin says like this. Hanizokim shomin lehem v'idyus. If you are a person who damages and have to pay, the payment has to be done with top quality. Ba'achov, somebody who has to pay because he owes money, because he borrowed money. But bainus, he doesn't need to pay top quality. He can go away with average stuff. Rubas Isha, if somebody needs to pay, or the state needs to pay, a woman's ksuba after marriage is no longer there, like a divorce or death, then that needs to be paid. Normal top quality, don't need top quality. Not even average stuff. Zivoros you can pay, the rubbish stuff, quality land, as payment for her ksuba. Says the Mishnah, all this is mipnei tikkun olam. It's a call. Okay. So then the Gemara says over there, the question. Mipnei tikkun olam? Because of a takana, rabbinic reason, that's why you pay top quality stuff to somebody you damage? The likes of who? It's a Torah obligation to pay top quality stuff when you damage somebody. How do I know? The examples it writes, Meitiv Saveya Umeitiv Kaamro Yisalim. Because it says in the Torah, top quality stuff you need to pay when your animal damages it. It's not a Tekona, it's the rice. Yes? That's the reason. Fine. Yeah, Nizokim, which is the Mishnah, every type of damage. So now, once we've had this Mishnah, we now have a fundamental fact which we needed to have in order to even start learning the Sukkah, was is that there's something special about payment when the payment is being done because of damages that's different from any other type of payment. What's the thing that's special about payments and damages, which is not applicable by any other subject? What's the thing that's special? Says the Mishnah and Gittin. What's the special thing that's different from every other type of payments? What? You have to pay best. You have to pay best. Okay? That is a special halacha deraisa in damage payments. Now, the sugya of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is discussed. Now you've got special halacha in damage payment of top quality. What does that mean, top quality? That is the whole argument, Mishnah Berurah Akiva, is what the special halacha of top quality means when you're talking about damage payments. That is the hakdama to even start reading the Gemara by house by public. Yes, Yeshua, then the Masih.
I just want to make sure that I understand the Rabbi Ishmael's holding this thing. Is the best of quality of the person who was damaged, if he has a property that's, the best of his property is, let's say, 500, and the best quality of the mazik is 1,000, he's limited to only required to pay from the...
Let's see what he says. Let's see. He says that quality of the one damaged. What does that mean? So, here we need to see a Rashi by us. The Rashi explains what is going on, what's the discussion between Rabbi Kiva and Rishma. What is the discussion? What does he mean? Best quality won't be damaged, and what does Rabbi Kiva not like about that, and what he's saying different? Yes, Amati.
So I understand you could only have a fine to pay
the
need to
a chayyim
to
Mishnah. So Gemara understood the whole Mishnah has been taken no longer. Gemara over there. Understand it? Ask his question. Forget.
No, means that there's a reason that you have to pay.
Why is it best quality? It's a tikkun olam. The Gemara says it's not tikkun olam. It's the right stuff. Fine. We're not going to analyze it. Exactly that. In a second, maybe you'll get the automatic answer on that. Not, okay. So now we say there's a special halacha by damages that you pay different for, and if you're not top quality, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are now going to have a discussion of what this means. Okay. So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean? And what's Rabbi Kiva got problem? So if you go to our Rashi, involve on the base. Um, go to the Rashi of Lo Baha Kosev and the Likvos Mizokim Mine Idis. Rashi is coming to explain the words of Rebbe Kiva. Lo Baha Kosev and Likvos Mizokim Mine Idis. Kiva is saying, what are you talking about, Rishma? Best quality? No, the whole Pasuk is coming to tell me best quality. Okay, so he asked, what are you saying different? So, everyone got that, Rashi? Okay, so, Lo Baha Kosev, Likvos Mizokim Mine Idis. It is shamazik. You have to pay the best quality of who? Of the one damaging. You, Rabbi Ishmael, say you pay the best quality to the one being damaged. I say, the whole person's come to tell me you pay the best quality to the one who is doing the damage. He has to pay the best quality. You estimate the patch, the vegetable patch, which was damaged by your cow consuming a vegetable patch. You damaged that, have you? Lifi mashihi, according to its real market value. Vimazik bo litzen lo kaka. And if the one damaging wants to pay with kaka, the Nezikah, as payment as for that damage. No Silo Matif Sode Say Hotov, he has to give his good quality. Shoga Osa Dorim, according to the value which he needs to pay. According to the price that he worked out needs to pay. For example, the animal damage, the cow consumes a vegetable patch of 5 meters, which is worth market value. Okay. Plus 1,000 shekels to say them. Okay, no food. So now you have to pay 1,000 shekels. What says Rekiva? Hi, what? I don't want to give you cash. 1,000 shekels. I want to pay you that. Says Rekiva, now that you're paying land, the Torah says you have to pay good quality. What do you mean? Good quality of the Mazik's land you have to give him. You, the Mazik, have good quality stuff. You have to give that. How much? How much you have to give? To the value of the 1,000 shekels which you owe. Okay? But that's Rabbi Kiva. And what's Rabbi Shmuel, therefore? Let's deduce from this Rashi. What's Rabbi Shmuel, therefore, saying? What's Rabbi Shmuel saying? So, without reading Rashi properly, I would say like Mr. Block. If I just read the Gemara, I would say like Mr. Block. That Rabbi Shmuel is saying, you paid 1,000 shekels. Yes. But not for the best quality of you, the Mazik stands, but you pay 1,000 shekels relative to the best quality of the one being damaged. Yeah? Fine. Everyone will be paying 1,000 shekels. That's what you damage. When you give land, you the Mazik give land. What quality land you give? According to Rabbi Kiva, you give your best quality land to the value of 1,000 shekels. According to Rabbi Shmuel says, you give your land, but you don't have to give your best quality. You look at the one you damage and see what his best quality is, and give that comparable quality of your land, which may not be your best, to the level of 1,000 shekels. Okay? That's just reading the Gemara, stopping the Gemara there, and not reading Rashi properly. Okay? Okay. Now, if we read Rashi properly, the stress of Rashi is, I'll read it again, and then I'll put stress on the words as I read it. Lo bar kosher eligvos nizokim in idis shal mazik. Ela ligvos nizokim in idis. It's not possible. Only coming to be gover damages from the best quality of the mazik. To shomim aruga shal nizik. You estimate the damage which is caused. The fee mashihi. According to its true value. Therefore, point. According to its the correct accurate value, according to how much you owe. So, according to my stresses, what's the main thing Rabbi Kiva is saying? This is why I hold and you don't hold. Those are the two words for me. You have to give the Fimashi. And it has to be Shobeh. Therefore, that's where I argue as well. You're different on that subject. What does that mean that Rishwa held? If Rabbi Kiva say you have to give the Fimashi, the Fi, how much is that? And when you pay a man, you have to be Shobeh to that damage. And that's my halacha. And you are so don't agree to that. What do you hold then, according to that? It's not Shobeh. That the payment that you're making, Rabbi Shmuel, is not the value of what you damaged. Okay? That's Rashi, is it's pointing out the machlokas to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva, he says, are you paying according to what you damaged? You've damaged 1,000, you pay 1,000, not more, not less. According to Shmuel, no! It's not according to what you damaged. That's Rashi's point. Where do Rashi get such a thing from? Let's carry on the Gemara. Next words in the Gemara explains where Rashi got that from. How do Rashi know this? Next words in the Gemara. Gemara says, beginning of the line, Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says, I've got a question. Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel. Okay. I understand, Rabbi Shmuel. If you damage good quality, you pay good quality. Oh, Kachusha. Mishal and Shmuel. But if you damage, you consume bad stuff, you pay good stuff? That doesn't make sense. So, the Gemara is clearly learning that at this stage, we understand Rabbi Shmuel was coming to say, you pay more than what you damage. Because the Gemara's question is, why is that true? Why you pay more than you damage? Meaning that the Gemara possibly understood that Rabbi Shmuel was saying, you pay more. And that's what Rabbi Kiva was fundamentally arguing. He said, what? I don't agree with that. You only pay what you damage. So, no, Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you pay more. Rabbi Kiva said, because the Ella Ligbos, meaning it is, you're only coming to pay what you damage. And that's the Gemara then asks, if Rabbi Shmuel, you say you pay more, why is that the table? I don't understand why you pay more. Yeah, you could say that and all that, but the Gemara understood, because it's asking us a question, that I understand it as well, when damage best quality, you pay best quality, but if you damage poor quality, to pay best quality, which is more. How do you do that? And therefore, Rabbi Lashley, and therefore said, that was what the Gemara understood from the beginning, the whole discussion was, do you pay what you damage, or according to Rishmo, you actually paid more than what you damage? Machlokas, you pay more, you pay the same. Now, where's that machlokas coming from? What's it based on? Where's it based on? So, we go back to our papers. We're asked a fundamental question. We've got this special halacha. Damage payment, think of anything else. Damage payment, top one. Why is it different? Why is it different? Why is payment by damages different from any other payment that you had a special halacha, top quality? Why is this top quality thing applicable by damage payment? Let us see two explanations of why damages is different according to the Torah in payment-wise than any other payments. Two explanations, both from Gemara's. One for the Gemara gets in, and one for the Gemara and Babakama and Zion on the base. Look at number two. Next number. I don't know if it's number two. Next one, the Gitin. Look at the next one. In Gitin. Yeah, Rav Shimoni. You got that one? Rav Shimon. Yeah? Okay, so I'm starting from that. I'm not sure if it's the same. Okay. Rav Shimoni. Doris Tabatakor. Everyone's got that?
Yeah.
Says Rav Shimon is, this is Rav Shimon, who's giving you expert reasoning behind the pasuk. Matam Koma. So what's the reasoning behind paying top quality? Matam and Zoksha Shomon is, why does damage payment have to be top quality? Rene Tikkun Olam. Betanya. Om Rav Shimon. Mipnei Ma Omru Hanizokin Shomon Abedis. Why do you pay quality? Says Rav Shimon. Mipnei Hagazlonim. Because of people, the Gazlonim people out there. Ganovim, there's people in the world who are Ganovim out there. Kadesh Shir Me'ozim, because people would say, Lomani Gozel, Lomani Chomus. You know, there's no, if I steal or take something that, and then I got something to gain, I'll do it. But now that the Torah says that when you damage something, you're going to have to pay top quality. Why should I bother damaging? The mocha based in Yodin Lenitza Sotanoshili. Wherever I steal, wherever I damage, I have nothing to gain. Because when I have to make payment for such a thing, I'm going to pay top quality. So therefore, the Torah takes away the incentive of Gazlonim going and making a cheshbon. Let me damage and steal this item, because I've got nothing to lose, because, okay, I've enjoyed it, and if I get caught, I'll pay for it, I'll pay, yeah, but if the Torah now comes and says, we want that not to happen, so what do we do? It's a penalty. We're going to say, you go ahead and damage and consume, you're going to lose by such a thing, because when you make the payment, you're going to have to pay top quality, as a penalty to encourage you not to go ahead and damage and steal in the first place. Penalty. So therefore, the implication, the reason why you're paying top quality is because Torah says, I need to penalize you. It's a penalized requirement to avoid you go ahead and doing the stealing and the damaging in the first place. That's what we see towards it. The native sodeu is a way of penalizing. Okay? That's one explanation. Native sodeu, top quality, is there to penalize you, and it does penalize you. Okay? I will explain it soon and what form the penalty takes. Okay? That's fine. No. That's the first explanation. Second explanation of why you're paying top quality. Says the Gemara by us and Zion on the base. Ma'arava says, Kol Tahavadei Mitiv Lisifei. Yeah, you can give him rubbish wheat. You give out a bag of wheat, you give him the rubbish wheat. You can give it as payment. Aha, Mitiv Sodeku. How can you give payment of rubbish quality crop? When the policy says go ahead and kill it, you have to give it top quality. And if you also have a proper Funabilushua, Mabeirav, Pishu, he explains cold millimeter. If you're not talking about that, and you're talking about giving them wheat, chairs, tables, cars, and everything has payments, cold millimeter, it's all good. Why is it all good? It fulfills the requirements of what good is. Why does it fulfill the requirements of what good is? Because it's easy for the one getting that payment to convert it into cash. Because if he doesn't sell it in his hometown, he'll go to a place where they will buy it. He'll carry the wheat, which is bad stuff, and go to a place where
in Africa and be able to get money for it. Okay. He said that he can always carry it around, always convert it. Takeh said he can always get money out of it, no problem. He's not stuck through it for years. It's easy if you give him wheat, chairs, tables, talking about what quality for him to get his money out. But land is different. The less limited. You've got land, you can't carry around with you. You're stuck where you are. Therefore, okay, the commentator is in order for him, when you pay him with land, in order for him to be able to convert it into cash, you have to give him top quality. So according to the Gemara in Zion on the base, the reason why the Torah says give top quality, is it to penalize the one damaging? Is that the reason?
No.
What's the reason why it gives top quality? According to the Gemara, Baba Kama just states it now. Why to give it top quality? That's easy for the one who's been damaged. It's easy for him. To make it easy for him. Not to penalize the Muslim. To make it easy for him. To get him easy to get back what he's already lost. Easy to convert. So we've got now two logics out there. Two separate logics. Why did the Torah say, you, Mr. Damager, have a different other offer in payment of damages from anything else, you have to pay top quality? Is it because to penalize you? Or is it just to make it easy for the person who gets the payment for him to feel comfortable that it's easy for him to use it? Okay. If so, let's go back now forward to the Machlokas with Bishmol and Ruki. Bishmol says, make the Sadeo means pay more than that what you actually damage. You've damaged 1,000, you have to pay more. Rabbi Akiva said, no, you only pay him what you damage. What are they arguing about in Sfar, before we read it in the Pasuk? What are they arguing in Sfar? According to Ishmael, what's the logic of a damager paying more? Why would you say a damager should pay more? To penalize him. So he says, make the sodeo, the Torah is writing, to penalize the damager. So if it's a tipping out of the damager, it means he pays more. That's a good penalty. He's not going to do it now, because he's got nothing to gain, he's got nothing to lose. He's going to have to pay more. But Rehiva says, no more cost it to penalize the Masik. The whole point of Meitah Sadeh is not as a penalty, but it is in order just to make it easier for the one being damaged to convert what he lost into liquidity. But so therefore, you don't pay more. You don't need to pay more. It's not there to be nice. You just need to give him something which he can liquefy. So therefore, give him what you owe, but make it liquid. So give him top quality stuff, great, but top quality stuff, not any more value, but talk on this side of the value that you owe, they can make it liquid. That's where they're coming in, and where they see the words made us to do is what the Torah coming to tell. To penalize the Muslim, then you're going to have to give more. Not penalize, there's to make it easy to the Nizik, to liquefy the whatever you're giving him. You have to not pay more, just give him top quality stuff. Now, we'll finish off with reading this, therefore, in the Pasuk. If you look at number 5 of most of the pages, how do therefore Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva read the Pasuk? How do they actually read the Pasuk now, according to this understanding? Says the Pasuk, Ki yevar ish sodeu. If your animal consumes somebody's field, a kerem or a vineyard, or the shulach is biro, or your animal tramples on somebody's field, maybe sodaka, then meitiv sodehu, or meitiv karmel yishalim. Then you have to pay good quality field as payment, or good quality vineyard as payment. According to Ishmael, what does it mean? Ishmael is saying that you need to pay Be'er Sodaka, and say whatever you damage, doesn't matter, whatever the animal damage, wherever the animal damaged in that slaughter, you, the matzik, has to pay best quality of that slaughter. Best quality that the thing does. Your animal damages fields. Doesn't matter what damage in that field, good or bad. Doesn't matter. You're going to end up paying the best quality of that field. The best cause
of the
damager pays the equivalent of what was damaged in best quality of his match. Yeah.
Square meters.
Best quality of that. We therefore look at what you damaged. Doesn't matter what you damaged. We look at what was damaged as best quality. We look at what the animal consumed at best quality, therefore we have to pay best quality. He damaged something, we look at, therefore, why he damaged at best quality and pay it. So therefore, maybe you're going to pay more. You're going to pay poor quality stuff. We don't look at it poor quality, we look at that best quality, and therefore we have to pay best quality. So therefore, the animal damages, we look at that, you have to pay best quality stuff, and he damaged best quality. That's what we saw. Rabbi Kiva, as a contrast, says that when your animal damages and consumes in his fields, you pay the best quality of your fields. Not the best quality of his fields, the best quality of your fields. So therefore, we look at what you damage, and of course, when you pay that value in the best quality of your fields. So therefore, the machlokas is the native, so David is going on. The what you animal damage, we look at it as you damage best quality stuff, therefore pay best quality stuff. Or do you say you the animal damage and therefore you pay the best quality of your stuff to cover what was damaged? That's how they read the positive differently. And why do they read it differently? Because they're coming from the concept is there the Torah coming to give penalties, therefore you're going to have to pay more. So you always look at you damage something that's more expensive than what it really was, that's very small. Or do we say the policy of there is coming not to penalize, but just make it easy, and therefore we just have to give him good stuff that he can convert, but not actually penalize him. Therefore you're paying best quality, not of his stuff, but what you don't look at what his stuff is being best quality. You give whatever you damage, you just pay with your good stuff in order to make it easy for him. That's how they read the positive thing.